Have you ever noticed that the world is full of voices, yet some stories are never heard? Not because they aren't important, but because they are spoken softly. Today, I invite you to pause, to listen, to lean a little closer, because this is the unheard story. In a quiet little town called Sundarvan, where the river whispered secrets and the trees listened patiently, lived a boy named Arav. Arav was not invisible, but he was unnoticed. He spoke softly, not because he was afraid, not because he had nothing to say, but because his thoughts were gentle, like morning dew that touches the earth without making a sound. At school, teachers often said, "Speak louder, Arav." Classmates leaned forward, then leaned back. "What did he say?" they asked. Slowly, people stopped asking, and Arav learned something very early, that silence can make you disappear. But Arav noticed things that others didn't. He noticed how the school bell sounded tired on Mondays and cheerful on Fridays. He also noticed how the peepal tree outside his class grew a little more crooked every year, as if it was carrying stories of its own. And most important of all, he noticed feelings. The unspoken feelings, hidden feelings, unheard feelings. At the edge of Sundarvan stood an old library. Its paint had peeled, its windows were dusty, and most people walked past it as if it didn't exist. But Arav walked inside. Inside, books stood quietly, like elders waiting patiently for someone to ask them a question. The librarian, Miss Shanta, had silver hair and kind eyes. "You may read any book you like," she said. Arav nodded, and that day he found a book with no title. The book was thin, blue, and empty. No words, no pictures, just silence. This book had nothing written in it, Arav whispered. Miss Shanta smiled softly. "That," she said, "is the unheard story. It listens," she continued. "It waits for stories that were never told," said Miss Shanta. Arav felt something stir inside him. For the first time, silence felt powerful. From that day on, Arav listened harder than ever. He listened to Ritu, who always topped the class, but cried when she failed once. He listened to Kabir, who made everyone laugh, but felt lonely at home. He also listened to his mother's sigh, his grandfather's repeated stories. Every evening, Arav wrote gently in the blue book, and the pages filled themselves. One summer, Sundarvan had a grand fair. Music, speeches, noise everywhere. A storytelling contest was announced. Mrs. Shanta, the librarian, looked at Arav. "You should tell a story," she said. "I don't speak loudly," Arav said. She replied, "Stories don't need loud voices. They need true ones." Finally, when Arav walked onto the stage to tell a story, people whispered, "That quiet boy, this will be boring." Arav didn't raise his voice. He spoke softly, and something magical happened. The crowd leaned in. The noise faded. The world listened. He told their stories. And in that silence, everyone finally heard themselves. When Arav finished, there was silence. Then, understanding, the microphone was offered to him. He smiled. "Place it in the library," he said, "so every story can be heard." And Sundarvan changed, not loudly, but deeply. "Maybe you have a story too. One you never told. One you thought was too small, too quiet. But remember, the world doesn't always need louder voices. It just needs better listeners."